Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's episode contains a mother's love. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A winding trail hugs the corners of a jagged, rocky mountain. Above you, vultures circle the sky, waiting for you to collapse. I mean, they wait for their meal. Below you, a steep drop-off that ends in certain death. Preparing to round the corner of the mountain, you hear snoring. Poking your head around, you see a large nest, and the massive creature sleeping inside looks far from normal. The head and wings of an eagle, but the body of a lion. Killian, what is this creature?
Chimera.
Close. A griffin.
Oh.
Let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more. Okay, so Killian, we must first thank our friend Wesley for suggesting the griffin today. But before we do that, we are also going to send out a massive apology. We got our list jumbled up, and we didn't realize that Wesley also was the one that suggested the Headless Horseman along with the other list of names we gave. So he had an accident, got left off, so we're making sure to thank him right now. So Wesley, thank you for suggesting the Griffins, and thank you for suggesting the Headless Horseman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're sorry.
Yes, very sorry. The list is I've said this before, but the list is a mystery to me. I get the messages from lovely grown-ups and lovely children, and I screenshot it and send it to Dylan, the keeper of the list. What happens after that? Mystery to me. I never know what we're covering, and I never know who suggested it, unless I go back to the emails. And we get a lot of messages, which is great, but it does make it sometimes hard to keep track of everything. So, if for some reason you suggested something that you're like, wow, it's been a long time and they still haven't covered our story, feel free to grab your grown-up one more time and just send out a nice little message. It's like, hey, just making sure you didn't forget us. A couple of grown-ups have already done that, so that was very helpful because I was able to resend for our list.
Yeah, there was a kid that sent like 30.
Well, a lot of kids send a ton, which is great.
Yeah.
So that's why it sometimes gets jumbled up, because we have some people who give multiple suggestions. So sometimes it's hard to keep the name connected to the suggestion. But we're going to work harder on that and try our best.
Yeah.
We don't want to forget anybody, because the people who send suggestions absolutely deserve credit for sending their suggestions.
Yes.
100%. Okay. Back from that.
Yes.
Killian. So griffins have a challenge rating of 2 and are pretty versatile monsters. They have a flight speed of 30 feet and make 2 attacks, one with their sharp beak and one with their dagger-like claws. Wait, that's how you play them in D&D. You tell me what you know about the mighty griffin outside of their character sheet in D&D.
Griffins kind of remind me of like every time I hear the word griffin, I'm like, I can hear McGonagall in my head. 10 points for Gryffindor.
You know what? That's a good point, because it's funny, is Gryffindor, you would think that their animal would be
a griffin,
but it is not. It's a
lion.
A lion.
Which is wild.
It is wild. So what else do you know about a griffin other than that it does sound like Gryffindor?
Okay, then I know that in Disney lore.
Okay.
They were supposed to be in Hercules.
Oh, okay.
There's like a big scene where they were supposed to fly around Hercules and he had to fight them.
How do you know that?
I am a man of knowing lore.
Okay, how did you really know that? Where did you hear that? Or did you make it up?
I made it up.
I figured as much. That I was like, what?
I don't want
to. Not to say that griffins did not potentially.
They
I don't
were
know.
Actually in Greek mythology, so I did think that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to now talk about. There are several different versions of a griffin, so we're going to kind of dip into that just a little bit. A griffin is typically described as having the body of a lion, representing strength and courage, which might be where Gryffindor gets it from.
There's some designs of a griffin, which they actually don't have the face of a lion. They have
no, they don't have the face. They have the body of a lion.
They have the body of a lion and the face of a hawk.
Right. Yeah, just chill out. Hold on a second. Let me read this. Okay. The head, wings, and sometimes talons of an eagle, symbolizing intelligence and vision. Its eyes are often tufted. Nope. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Its ears are often tufted. It just means like there's like a little, like the fuzzy little feathers.
Oh.
Or I guess it could be fur too. You can have tufted. Anyway.
They would not be in the petting zoo, that's for sure.
No. And its tail resembles that of a lion or a serpent, depending on the artist.
Slytherin!
Griffins are portrayed as majestic, powerful creatures, said to be the size of an SUV, so like our car.
Sheesh.
Their feathers are golden or white, and their their feathers are golden or white, and their leonine. They're a lion. Their lion bodies are golden, like a lion. A typical lion. Sometimes lions could be white. But most of the time, they're like an orangey, yellowish, tan color.
In cartoons.
Yes.
Yes.
So, do you know where griffins originated from? You can say no if you don't know.
I feel in Greek.
Okay.
Greece, or... in, like, medieval.
Okay, so you're not far off. Griffins have roots in ancient civilizations such as the Mesopotamians, Greeks, and Central Asian.
And
The earliest depictions date back to the 4th millennium BCE in the arts of the Sumerians and the Elamites. In Greek mythology, griffins were closely associated with the god of Apollo.
The god of, like, peace?
No. Apollo's the god of music.
I thought Hermes was the god of music.
He is the god of, I was correct, music, light and the sun, healing, prophecy, archery, truth, plagues.
That's yeah. A lot.
And the Greek gods, it's a whole thing.
I feel like this
Killian's getting into Greek mythology, huh?
I feel like they should just have like three representing.
Yeah. And yes, that's probably easier to remember.
Yeah, and also they have too many kids to afford that.
Killian has recently realized by asking Alexa how many children the Greek gods have, and he's been shocked by the answers.
Poseidon has like 1,000.
We've triggered. Nope. Alexa, stop. She heard me. I forgot she was in here, honestly. Okay. So in Greek mythology, griffins were closely associated with the god Apollo and were said to guard treasure, particularly gold, in the deserts of India and the Scythian Mountains.
I'm going.
Their influence spread throughout Europe and the Middle East, often appearing in medieval heraldry and religious symbolisms. Oh. So you were actually right on both answers you gave. So griffins have been around for like a couple years, right?
I'm like thousands.
Yeah. So when you think of griffins, what do you think of? Because I feel like everybody has like their thing they think of.
Want me to like describe?
No, more so like, what have you seen griffins in, or do you know them from? Or do you not?
I can't say.
You can't say because you don't know?
Yes.
Okay. So when Daddy, who wrote this episode, thinks of griffins, he thinks of D&D in the city of Waterdeep.
Waterdeep? What's that? So they created in D&D?
They were not created in D&D because D&D is not that old. It is old, but not that old. But the Waterdeep guards have griffins in like a griffin cavalry, meaning that some of the guards ride griffins into battle. Do you want to know what Mama thinks about when she hears griffins? Other than Gryffindor, because my brain does go there too.
I was like, don't say Harry Potter.
No. Guess what?
What?
Remember how Mommy has been reading the Fourth Wing books?
Oh, yeah.
There are griffins in Fourth Wing.
I thought it was about dragons.
It's mostly dragons. So in the book Fourth Wing, they have a rival group who are warriors who ride griffins. They're called griffin riders. Mm-hmm.
This changes all of it.
It doesn't. They're just kind of there.
I thought, like, Fourth Wing was just, like, sad dragons.
Sad dragons? No.
No, like, there's, like, when the dragons die.
Well, yes, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if a dragon dies, their rider also dies.
Warch?
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen?
One day you'll have to see when you're old enough to read those books. My point is that griffins are some of the world's most beloved mythical creatures and are all over stories.
Other than unicorns.
Fair. So we know that griffins are all over history. So what do you think they symbolize? Do you have any idea?
Peace and war.
Okay. You're getting close. All your answers are getting close. So griffins symbolized guardianship, vigilance, and divine power. As protectors of treasures and sacred spaces, they represented the duality of strength and wisdom. In ancient Greek culture, they were often depicted pulling the chariot of Apollo, emphasizing their role as divine. In Christian iconography, griffins came to symbolize the duality of Christ, divine and human, due to their hybrid nature because they are part lion and...
Oh, griffins were the bodyguards of the gods.
Oh, in mythology, in Greek mythology? Not necessarily, but so in medieval heraldry, griffins were a mark of nobility, courage, and leadership, and they were often included in coats of arms to denote vigilance and protectiveness. So what is the natural explanation for griffins? What do you think people think that griffins, or so why do you think that people think griffins exist? Do you have any idea? I have an answer. I have an answer, and I'll give you a hint. Fossils.
I know, because they've dug up fossils that look like the griffins.
Okay, so Adrian Mayer, a historian of science, proposed that the myth of griffins arose from the discovery of the Protoceratops skeletons in the Gobi Desert. These dinosaur fossils have large beaks and quadrupedal body, which just means four legs, like they walk on four legs.
Yeah, I was like, say that.
Which could be easily interpreted as resembling a lion-eagle hybrid. The Scythian nomads who mined gold in the areas rich in fossils. Hold on, what?
A little dictionary, but what does hybrid mean?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a good point, because that some people might not know what hybrid means, and that's perfectly normal. Hybrid is a term used for things that are one thing that is made up of multiple different things. So in this instance, the griffin is a hybrid because it is part lion and part eagle. So it's like a mashup.
So it's like if I were to take a lamb and a sheep.
No, a lamb is a sheep, my love. Oh, okay. A lamb is just a baby sheep.
A lamb and a mouse.
a lamb and a mouse.
That, and if I mash those together, would it be a hybrid?
Yes. If that could exist, yes. So, like...
Is mouse dragons running around?
Well, okay. So, for instance, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but back... I believe they are extinct now. I could be wrong on that. But a long time ago, there was something called a liger. And it was a lion and a tiger. So it's a hybrid animal because it's two things. Some people make hybrid plants. Like, they'll take two different types of plants and, like, make them make a new type of plant or flower.
I think I know how they do that.
How do you think they do that?
So... They take two seeds of one plant,
mm-hmm.
and they plant them together.
I don't think that's how they do it, because then all gardens would have hybrids, which they might, because like in our garden, I just throw a big mixture of seeds into our garden.
You're like, get these birds.
No, like we put, because it's a bunch of different flowers, so they'll kind of like exist in the same section together. The what killed them?
The tundra killed them.
The tundra did kill them. But anyway, so that is a hybrid. So like two. So if you were to make like, oh, so like remember when we did our Q&A last month, how someone asked like if we could combine two, like I think they were like, can you like combining other things about cryptids, could you like make a new cryptid?
Oh, yeah.
Or you have those cryptid magnets where you make like different, new monster out of pieces of other dragons.
It's just animals.
Or monsters. That is a hybrid.
Oh.
Okay. Back to what I was saying.
Yes.
So we think that it might be fossils, right? So the Scythian nomads who mined gold in areas rich in fossils might have stumbled upon the remains of the Protoceratops and woven them into like a cultural lore, like a folklore. Additionally, geographical isolation of the Gobi and Central Asian desert may have added to the mystique, as early travelers carried exaggerated tales back to their homelands. So, what is your opinion on griffins? Do you think that they actually existed, or do you think that they are a big folklore created by finding a certain type of dinosaur bone?
I think that they're scientifically real because,
okay,
like, they found bones, and you know how... Remember that Josh Gates episode where they, like, cut up the mammoth, like, a big bone?
Yeah.
And they try to see the... Because DNA comes from bones.
Correct.
So they could see... So they could get, like...
It doesn't come from bones, but yeah.
Yeah, like, it could, like... They could take that to, like a DNA scientist. Mm-hmm.
The problem would only... The problem would be, though, is that they would have nothing to compare it to.
Compare it to? What does that mean?
So, for instance... If you and I go outside right now and we discover a animal that no one has ever discovered before,
huh?
And we're like, we need to make sure that this animal is not like any other animal in the world.
Liger.
If we took their DNA and put it in a system, if we didn't have anything to compare it to, they'd be like, well, don't know what this is. It's brand new. Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
You have to have something to compare it to. So that's the kind of the problem is, I guess if it was really a griffin that they found, there wouldn't be a way to compare it because we don't have griffins now. So we can't like compare them and be like, yes, that was for sure a griffin. It's okay. But so you think that griffins did exist and that's whose bones we're seeing is the griffin bones and not this Protoceratops. Yes, Protoceratops. I think you're right. I think or maybe griffins existed with the dinosaurs.
Hmm.
But so that would mean that they were around longer.
We just have little griffins flying around with the pterodactyls.
Potentially. Anyway, you want to hear a story, but with a twist?
Yes.
What twist do you think it might be? You have no idea? Good.
Uh-uh.
This story, Kelly and James, is from the perspective of the griffin. So for the first time ever, Cryptid Catalog is telling a story from
Diary of a Griffin Kid.
From the perspective of the creature we're covering. That's pretty cool.
Huh?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
The Power of Eggs. The sea roared below, its waves crashing against the jagged cliffside. sending plumes of spray into the crisp Mediterranean air. High above, nestled in a hollowed cave carved into the cliff face, I stood guard over my treasure. Not the scattered gold coins and trinkets collected over the centuries, but the three smooth, golden speckled eggs resting in a nest of feathers and seaweed. My children, the future of griffins. The wind carried a scent to my keen nostrils. Salt and something else, something unfamiliar. A mix of sweet leather and greed. Nope, not sweet. A mix of sweat, leather, and greed. My feathers bristled, and I tightened my talons on the stone ledge, scanning the horizon with sharp eyes. Then I saw them. Three figures scaling the cliffside with ropes and hooks, their movements careful but determined. A prophecy whispered through my mind, a shadow of dread. Griffin eggs can heal any disease, it said. A blessing and a curse. Humans would stop at nothing to possess such a power, to twist the sacred gift into something for their own selfish gain. These hunters wouldn't take my children. I retreated into the cave, wings folding tight against my sides. The light of the setting sun filtered through the shards of sea glass embedded in the walls, casting hues of turquoise and gold over ancient carvings. My ancestors had etched their stories here. Battles won, treasures protected, lives sacrificed. I would not fail them. Their voices reached me first, muffled but distinct. "We're close," growled a deep, gruff voice. The brute. Heavy-footed and eager, he would charge first. "Stay alert," said another, smooth and commanding. The leader, his tone carried no fear, only confidence. The last voice was quieter, hesitant. What if the stories are true about the griffin, the cautious thief? His doubt might prove useful. They entered my domain, their torchlight flickering against the carved walls. I crouched in the shadows, my feathers blending into the dark stone, heart pounding, not with fear, but with fury. They carried weapons, a sword, a crossbow, and a knife, tools of cowards. The leader stepped forward, his eyes gleaming as they fell upon my horde. "There it is," he said, gaze lingering on the nest. "Those eggs must be worth a fortune," the brute rumbled, already moving towards them. I struck them before they could take another step. With a thunderous screech, I leapt from the shadows, wings unfurling to their full span. The gust of wind from my descent extinguished their torches, plunging the cave into absolute chaos. My claws raked against the brute's arms. As he raised it to shield himself, he bellowed in pain, stumbling backwards into the leader. "It's here," the thief cried, his knife trembling in his hand. The leader regained his composure, quickly unsheathing his sword. "Stay together. It's just an animal." Just an animal? The insult stung, but I had no time for pride. I circled them, talons scraping against the stone, my eyes glowing in the dim light. The thief darted towards the nest, thinking I wouldn't notice. Foolish. With a powerful beat of my wings, I launched myself at him, knocking the knife from his hand and pinning him to the ground. He screamed as my beak snapped inches from his face. "Help me," he shouted, his fear palpable. The brute charged, swinging a torch like a club. I released the thief and turned to meet him, slashing with my claws. The torch clattered to the ground, its flames licking at the dry seaweed scattered near the nest. My heart seized. The fire was as much a threat as the hunters. The leader saw my hesitation and lunged, his sword grazing my wing. Pain flared, but I did not falter. I reared back, talons striking his chest and sending him sprawling. The thief, emboldened by my distraction, scrambled towards the nest again. This time I roared, a sound that shook the walls and sent dust raining from the ceiling. The thief froze, his courage breaking like a wave against the shore. "Enough," the leader barked, clutching his side. His eyes burned with desperation. "We need those eggs." "You need nothing," I growled, my voice a low rumble that echoed through the cave. It wasn't the language of men, but they understood. They always did. The brute lunged again, reckless and wild, but his movements were predictable. I sidestepped and used my wings to shove him towards the cave's edge.
Yeah.
He teetered for a moment before losing his balance, a scream swallowed by the roar of the sea below. The leader's resolve faltered, but he held his ground. "You can't stop us all," he said, though his voice wavered. I glanced at the thief, who had fallen to his knees, trembling. "Leave," I said, my tone sharp as my talons, "or share his fate." The thief needed no further persuasion. He scrambled to his feet and bolted for the entrance, slipping on those loose stones, but not daring to look back. The leader's eyes met mine, defiant in the end. "This isn't over," he spat. "It is for you." With a mighty leap, I struck him full force, my claws raking across his chest as I pushed him towards the edge. He clawed at the air, trying to find a grip on the walls, but there was none. His scream was brief, ending in a crash of waves far below. The cave fell silent as I hurried to the nest, using my wings to snuff out the abandoned torch flames. My talons shook as I adjusted the feathers around the eggs, inspecting each one carefully. They were warm and unbroken, safe. Exhausted, I curled around my nest, my body shielding the eggs. The carvings on the walls seemed to glow faintly in the moonlight, filtering through the sea glass. Stories of battles and victories, now mine was among them. A soft sound drew my attention, a crack, then another. One of the eggs trembled, a small beak breaking through its golden shell. My heart swelled with a fierce, unyielding love as I watched my first hatchling emerge, its tiny wings glistening like the dawn. The prophecy may have spoken of healing, but it was not for men to decide. These eggs, these children, were the future of the griffins. As long as I drew breath, no one would take them from me. The sea roared below, but now it sounded like a song, a hymn of life, hope, and the enduring strength of a mother's love. The end.
I put you in sound effects.
I heard that, yes. What did you think of the mother in the story?
I liked it.
Yeah, what did you think of her specifically?
I loved it.
Yeah. The moral of the story is, don't mess with a mom and her baby. Right?
Right.
So we don't mess with mamas with their eggs and their babies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the humans in the story? You have to use your words, man. They can't see the ugly face you're making.
Jerks.
Big old jerks. The worst. Did they deserve to have the griffin's eggs?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, if I had to do with it, I would just swoop in there and just grab the eggs.
Now, here's the thing. What I will say is...
give them back to the mother.
Understood. What I will say is this. Because what motivated the thieves to take the eggs?
Money.
Right. But they did say that there was a rumor going around that the eggs could heal, cure diseases. While it's still wrong to steal a mother's eggs, that at least is a slightly better motivation, because maybe there was someone sick. But for them, they strictly wanted money.
Yeah.
That's awful. So, do you like griffins now that you know more about them?
Yes, for one, I liked him because he was, like, cautious about what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the humans?
Yeah, the one that was like, I hope the griffin isn't real.
He was still there, though, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, he didn't do anything.
He tried, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
No.
Okay, so did you like griffins, though?
Yes.
Were Team Griffin?
Yes.
And were Team Griffins are real?
Yes.
Or were real? Good.
Were or eh.
Well, I don't think anybody's seen griffins for a very long time. So I think were is the word.
Yeah.
So, I also like griffins. That is it for today. That is what we have. Thank you again to our friend Wesley for suggesting the mighty griffin. More specifically, the mighty mama griffin.
And the headless horseman.
And the Headless Horseman. Such great suggestions. If you, listener, have a suggestion.
We're talking to you. We know the fourth wall.
We know the fourth wall. You, yes, you. All you have to do, if you have a suggestion, is to grab your grown-up, ask very politely for their permission to send a message, and you can either email us or contact us on Instagram. That's, I think, the only two ways. And you can ask or give a list of your suggestions. You can give more than one. You can give two. You can give 100. Doesn't matter to me. No. And even if you suggest one that has other people have suggested, that's okay. We could keep a list of all the people who suggested something. So, like, there might be 10 people who suggested something, and that's okay. We're going to give shout-outs regardless. Or at least we're going to try our best to remember to give shout-outs regardless.
Well, Daddy rewarded it.
Well, we need to keep better track of that.
Yes.
Oh, so if you have a suggestion, like I said, very politely ask your grown-up, and when they have time, they can send us a message. So, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the Griffin. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been The Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.